The views and reflections expressed by the hosts and guests of the Tambayan podcast are strictly their own and do not represent any views of any recognized or established Catholic community. The Tambayan podcast reserves the right to its final interpretation of any opinion expressed in any of its episodes.
Welcome to Tambayan Podcast,
where you can stay here, rest for a while, and just hang out.
And we are back. May episode ulit ang sisters. And oo nga pala, I am your host for today's episode, Trisha Salas.
And I am your co-host, Brooke Salyoman. And nagbabalik ang inyong sister, Katambays.
This is Lovely Liz.
And this is Pina Jade.
And this is Shy Shelly.
So before we go any further, siguro sisters, let us put ourselves muna in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, hello sisters. So, diba, kung narinig nyo yung last episode about acceptance ng mga brothers, ang ganda-ganda nung message na diniliver nila, especially when it comes to kung ano yung answer ni Lord sa atin. Like, sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. And sometimes it's about waiting.
Sabi nga sa 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10, St. Paul says, "Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for God's sake, I delight in my weakness, in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Minsan talaga, when we put in difficult situations, mapapatanong tayo, no? Lord, bakit ako? Bakit ngayon? Bakit ganito? And, agree ba kayo doon?
Oh, very, very, oh. Lord, bakit?
Why?
Oh, nga. Bakit warrior na naman ako this year? kala ko ba princess to? Bakit ako naging Mulan?
Siguro, ano, ako, yung personal sharing ko dito, siguro most of us today, nag-struggle tayo with our own personal challenges. Some may experiences mental health battles and even financial hardships. And madalas din, meron din tayong mga difficult relationship. And siguro katulad lang din ni Paul, madalas tayong umiyak kay Lord. Umiyak ba kayo kay Lord?
So,
yeah, diba? Yan. And we always ask Him to take away all the pain, to heal us from all the traumas of our life, and to remove the obstacles in our life. Ito yung mga feeling ko hindi nawawala lagi sa mga dasal natin. Pero minsan, alam nyo ba, God's answer is not an immediate relief, but sufficient grace. Diba?
Amen.
And the strength to endure and overcome through His power. And this teaches us a crucial lesson. First, our weaknesses is not a failure, but an opportunity for God's power to shine through us. Na kapag pakiramdam natin ay wala na talaga tayong kakayanan, siya ang bubuhat sa atin kapag hindi na natin kaya. Kumbaga, biyaya niya ang magpapatibay sa atin. And lastly, parang instead of seeing the struggles as roadblocks in our dreams, we can see them as a way of God to deepen our faith. para mas lalo tayong mapalapit talaga sa Kanya. To deepens our dependence on Him and uses us as testimonies of His power. Katulad lang din ni Paul, may we find joy in those hardships, knowing that Christ was working through them, when we too can find peace because in God's strength is revealed in our most weakest moment.
Amen. Pero I guess minsan it's like a humbling experience na hindi ko to kaya, so si Lord lang talaga yung magpapakaya, you know, na hindi, it's only through God's grace talaga na you can go through whatever you're going through, na sige na nga Lord, hindi ko pala to kaya, ikaw lang talaga, sige ikaw na mag-drive ng car nung road natin. So I don't know, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Ang kulit daw kasi natin minsan.
Oo.
Eh.
Turn right,
to the left, to the left.
And I think sometimes then the Lord will give us challenges na hindi natin inaasahan, especially when it comes to a personal life, like if happens to our one of our love person that we love, like as what I've shared to my one of the event in our community na sobrang talagang nagpa-heartbreak sa akin is yung sa mom ko, like when she had cancer last year, which is very unexpected for me. And grabe, parang nandito pa ako sa Canada and I can't do anything about it, right? And especially sakit yun eh, so I'm not a doctor. And even the doctor, they find it hard to cure cancer patients. And I guess dito na talaga papasok yung parang yung tiwala mo kay Lord na parang if you can't handle this, you can't control this, diba? Parang huwag ka pa ring mawawala ng pag-asa, huwag kang matatakot kasi nandyan siya. And never niya tayong iniwan sa tabi natin. Like gaya nga nung sabi sa Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you.
In Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in Him. So sabi short sharing daw. So, inisip ko if ano bang i-share ko. So, ang pumasok lang talaga sa isip ko na i-share is yung journey ko papunta dito sa Canada. Kasi third time bago ako na-approved. And nung second time na na-reject yung papers ko, sabi ko nun kay Lord, Lord, ano ba talagang plano mo sa akin? Which is, I think, very common na laging tinatanong. So, sabi ko nun, sige, magta-try pa ako ng isa. Pero kung hindi mo ibibigay, mag-stay na lang ako sa Philippines. Na inisip ko nun na baka para hindi sa akin yung Canada. And then, nag-pass na ulit kami ng third application. Tapos, sobrang tagal. As in, sobrang tagal. Tapos, sobrang frustrated na ako. Ganyan. And nung time din na yun is nag-resign na ako sa work ko. And meron ding parang stubbornness sa feeling ko na ayoko nang bumalik sa work ko kasi nagsabi na ako na may balak po ako mag-Canada. So parang pride yung nananaig nung time na yun. So sabi ko, kung wala talagang result, mag-a-apply na lang ako sa ibang job kaysa bumalik sa dati kong work, ganun. So, nung time na yun na feeling ko wala na talagang pag-asa, kahit wala pang result, pero sobrang napanghihinaan na ako ng loob, nag-ayos na ako ng resume ko, inayos ko na, tapos naghanap na ako ng mga pagsisendan ko na mga na work, ganyan. And then, biglang nagulat ako, may nag-email. And then, tinawagan ako ng agent ko. Sabi niya, ang weird, kasi ang una niyang tanong sa akin, anong nararamdaman mo? Ganyan. Kasi hindi ko ma-open yung portal kasi siya lang yung may password nun. So parang hindi ko alam kung ano yung result. Ganyan. So parang, parang secret. Ganyan. So parang before ko din email yung agent ko, nag-pray ako, kay Lord na parang, Lord, hindi ko na alam. And then nagpray lang ako ng Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory. Because, Lord, bahala ka na talaga kung anong plan mo para sa akin. Tapos, yun nga, going back, tinanong niya anong nararamdaman ko, kung anong tingin ko daw ba. Parang pinahulaan niyo pa, anong tingin mo? yung result, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko,
pinanong mo, punayuhayin niyo ba?
Parang hindi po ako ready.
Bagay?
So, sabi ko, hindi ko po alam, pero parang, well, as in, parang yung pakiramdam ko nun, wala, sobrang blanco nung feeling ko. Kasi, parang, pagod na akong umiyak, pagod na akong mag-isip, ganun. Tapos, tapos biglang sabi niya, as in, malumanay pa yung boses, hindi mo alam kung masaya or malungkot. So, talagang super pinuhin niya. Parang, Lord, ano ba yan?
Surprise.
Ganyan. Tapos, biglang sabi niya, na-approve ka. Aww. Sabi niya ganun. Tapos, at the time, akala ko, maiiyak ako. Ganyan. Kasi parang, finally, ito na. Pero wala. Kung baga parang nabuhos ko na yung iyak ko talaga yesterday. As in, sobrang iyak ko kay Lord noon. Tapos hanggang sa kinabukasan, wala na akong maiiyak. Ganyan. So, pero sobrang thankful ako kasi sobrang unexpected nung nangyari. Na parang, yun nga, sabi, diba, na parang trust the Lord. Parang a strong refuge when trouble come. He is close to those who trust in Him. So, hindi ko akalain na yung trust ko pala is ganun na siya, kalapit kay Lord. Kasi at the time, akala ko hindi pa. Pero yun nga, may mga bagay talaga na hindi na, akala natin hindi pa, pero yun, malapit na pala tayo kay Lord. Parang yun nga, hindi tayo dapat mag-lean sa own understanding natin kasi human lang naman tayo. So, okay, so sabi ko short sharing lang. Feeling ko naman short pa yon. So, yun lang. So, ang masasabi ko lang to end my sharing is sa lahat ng mga nangyayari and kung nasang season man tayo ng buhay natin, lagi lang tayong magtiwala sa Kanya. Hindi man niya tayo masasagot face to face, pero I know that we can still pray na malaman yung answer ni Lord through reflection and parang continuous praying talaga. Kasi imposible naman, hindi naman si imposible, but like, imposible na sobrang haharap siya sa'yo na, oh anak, ito ang sagot. Wala namang ganon. Kung ganon, edi thank you, Lord. Kung gano'n, parang minsan, Lord, pwede ba sa panaginip na lang kung hindi in person? Pero yun, yun lang talaga na parang trust Him at wag mawala ng pag-asa kasi sabi nga ni Ate Vina, pwedeng yes, pwedeng no, pwedeng wait lang. So kung ano man doon, maging grateful tayo lagi kay Lord.
Yes. Guys, disclaimer, di ko alam sasabihin ko. Let's see. Agree ako dun sa yung, like, being, I think, recognizing yung what season, kung ano yung season mo in life right now is very important. Kasi, I guess that will, parang, it'll help you kind of put into perspective kung sana ba kayo ni Lord, you know? Especially with, in regards to, like, specific prayers. Kung nasa waiting ka pa ba, kung nasa yes ka na ba, kung nasa no ka, kung nasang answer ka na ba. And yun nga, yung, I guess yung sinabi din from the past episode na are we ready to receive yung yung answer ni Lord. So sabi dun sa Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 24, Saint Paul says, brothers and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in the situation they were in when God called them. So, I guess parang reflection ko lang dito is, hindi naman ibibigay sa'yo ni Lord yung isang bagay kung alam niyang hindi mo kaya. Or ang ikakaloob lang talaga sa'yo at that moment in your life is kung, kasi si Lord yung nakakilala sa'yo eh. You know, He created you. Like through and through lahat ng decision mo, lahat ng emotion mo, alam niya. So alam niya yung capacities mo, and he will never put you through anything na kahit masakit, alam niyang kaya mo and alam niya na may patutunguhan lahat ng sakit. Or kahit hindi sakit, you know, all the joys, all the unexpected like blessings, lahat yon parang in direction to God's plan for your life. And it's more so, how much do you trust the Lord with everything na in this season, kahit hindi ito yung eksaktong prayer mo, pero parang, ba't parang ang peaceful ko dito sa sagot na to? Kahit, ha? Hindi ko naman to hiningi sa'yo, Lord, ah. Pero, sige, let's go through it. Like, kasama naman kita. I think that's the biggest thing na, you know, we stay in His presence regardless kung ano man yung sagot sa atin. And, yeah.
I remember yung ano nga, yung sinabi mo nga, Lovely Liz, na God, He knows us, like, personally, and He will never overprune us. Kasi alam niya talaga yung limitations natin. And alam niya din kung saan tayo ipuprune. Yeah. Kaya sometimes, kailangan talaga natin maging open. Mm-hmm. And laging tiwala lang talaga sa Kanya.
Kahit
gano'ng kasakit.
Baka dun kanya talagang gustong i-stretch and gustong, you know, to grow into the person who He created you to be.
Okay, last Bible verse for tonight is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So, yun nga. All in all, sa mga sinabi, lalo na kay Brooke, yun nga, when facing a big decision, lalo na kung hindi ka sigurado or hindi ka ready and you feel uncertain, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lahat ng hinaing mo or masakit man yan or masaya ka, don't forget to communicate it with the Lord.
Yes.
So seek wisdom in how to communicate your feelings and trust God to guide the situation rather than relying solely on your emotions or logic. Seek God's wisdom and be open to His guidance. Kahit yun nga, may mga decision na parang labag sa loob mo. Express mo lang yung feelings mo respectfully. Yun. Respectfully.
By the way, medyo masakit yun. Pero sige
yun nga. In the end, you know that God will bring peace in your heart din. From all the sharings we had tonight, it all ends up with trusting God fully, even in difficult or confusing situations, leads to greater peace and guidance. It encourages us to recognize that God's ways and thoughts are higher than our own. Mm-hmm. Yun lang. Ready na ba tayo sa closing prayer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For the Lord.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your constant love and guidance. We place our trust in you, knowing that you are in control of every detail of our life. Help us to lean not on our own understanding, but to seek your wisdom in every decision we make. When we face uncertainty or challenges, remind us of your perfect plan for us and grant us peace in our hearts. Thank you for your faithfulness. We trust that you will lead us on the right path, no matter where it may take us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Until next time, mga katambay.
Take care and God bless. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
Good morning, everywhere. Saan man na kayo?
Ano pa?
Good afternoon.